A Stranded Man is a classic story. Think of Robinson Crusoe, Lord of the Flies, Tom Hanks talking to Wilson, the volleyball, in Castaway, Gilligan's Island for that matter, and now Mark Watney, played by Matt Damon, an astronaut stranded on Mars with only his computer diary to talk to.
Right. Let's do the math. Our service mission here was supposed to last 31 souls. For redundancy, they sent 68 souls worth of food. That's for six people. So for just me, that's going to last 300 souls, which I figure I can stretch to 400 if I
ration. A soul, by the way, is a Martian day, but a Martian knows that. The Martian is directed by Sir Ridley Scott. It's taken from the novel by Andy Weir. It has an A-list of Hollywood and London stars, including Jessica Chastain, Kate Mara, and Chiwetel Ejiofor. But most of all, the movie is just Matt Damon talking to himself and growing potatoes in human fertilizer, and critics have called it thrilling and gripping. Matt Damon joins us from Los Angeles. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks for having me.
Huge news story this week. NASA says there's water on Mars, but too late to help you.
Yeah, I know. I wish I knew that when I was stranded there. It would have made life a lot easier.
When you first read the book or the script, did you think, this is an awful lot of alone time for me on screen?
Yeah, definitely. That was the big kind of sticking point with trying to decide whether or not to do it. And then, you know, because it felt like a bit of a risk. But that was also something that was exciting about it. And and then when Ridley came on the project, that made my decision really easy. I think all that risk is kind of, you know, mitigated by having a master director at the helm.
I know you're a professional actor and you, you know, shoot lines from a story that they're out of sequence, but I wonder if there were times where you did feel an extraordinary solitude in portraying this character.
You know, there was one scene that, it's actually the scene where he finally cracks, and I just, and that just kind of happened, and it was because Ridley, being clever, there's a scene where I'm taking off in this Mars ascent vehicle in the hopes of rendezvousing with my crew, and they weren't there. They'd shot and left a couple weeks earlier, but Ridley had the audio of their scene, and I had an earpiece in my ear, and quite unexpectedly, I started to hear the voices of my crewmates who had come back to get me, and it just kind of overwhelmed me in this moment that, you know, it's the first time this guy's heard a voice because he's been doing everything by typing for almost 2 years, and B, that his friends had made this sacrifice to, you know, and taken this enormous risk to come back to get him. And it just really was overwhelming, and it was just one of those things that happened, and I wasn't expecting it to happen, and that was a moment that just kind of he created out of thin air.
Yeah. You've had a couple of cases in recent weeks in which you've had to clarify something you said.
Yeah.
I wonder what you said about Project Greenlight and diversity behind the camera, and then what people thought you said about gay colleagues, gay actors. Is it hard to have every word weighed?
Well, it's hard in this day and age. I mean, they're separate things. I mean, on the Greenlight thing, that was in the first episode, and we had to cut some things for length, and I hadn't seen it before the final thing aired. Mm-hmm. And I looked at the quote, and I went, it did look like I said that we needn't have more diversity behind the camera. So I understand why people were pissed off about that. I would have been too. The bummer for me was that that's not what I believe at all. That was a comment in reference to the fact that our competition that we had that we opened to the public had only 2% people of color respond to the competition. So we were sitting there with a very non-diverse group of finalists that we had to choose from. So it was really frustrating, and we blew it on the competition this year. I mean, we have to do better and recruit in other places like YouTube and places where, because I think one of the main problems is people don't feel like traditional avenues are open to them. Hmm. And we didn't take that into account. The other comment about, it's tricky because, like, this thing that there was a headline that said, I said gay actors should go back into the closet or something like that. I would never say that, and I never did say that. But because somebody puts that in a headline in order, you know, as clickbait, it gets picked up and run with by other people. It's like a lot of people who aren't real journalists, they're bloggers, and they're either misinformed or lazy or incompetent or just fishing for clicks. And so they put this stuff up there that they either know is not true or they haven't bothered to like do a 30-second Google search to confirm the veracity of it.
To make it plain, you don't believe that actors who happen to be gay need to stay in the closet.
Of course not.
Yeah.
Of course not.
I think the last two movies in which I've seen you, you've been stranded on a planet.
I know.
You getting into a rut? You know, the way certain actors played cowboys or detectives?
Yeah, it's my own little niche market. I'm writing another one now. It's all about Saturn.
Matt Damon is and is in The Martian, opening now. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thanks a lot, Scott. Appreciate it.